Lake Effect returns on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. We spoke last year with a team shooting a major independent motion picture in Milwaukee starring Sean Astin.
The Surface is a drama about two men, both at a desperate point in their lives, who have a chance encounter on Lake Michigan. The film was shot just offshore and also on location in the city of Milwaukee. Now, nearly two decades after it was first conceived by Milwaukee writer Jeff Gendelman, the film is set to open tomorrow at Marcus Theaters on the North Shore and in Menominee Falls.
The film had its world premiere at the recent Milwaukee Film Festival, and just before that showing, we were joined by producer Jeff Gendelman, director Gil Cates Jr., cinematographer Jimmy Sammarco, and actor Chris Mulkey, who stars opposite Sean Astin as Kelly. Welcome to all of you.
It's nice to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Let me start with a question for Jeff and Gil here. The last time the two of you were here in this studio, The Surface was still mainly theoretical. You're working out locations, how it was all going to come together in a place that is not always geared towards large-scale film production. Can you talk about your expectations going in and whether the process lived up to those expectations?
This is Gil here, the red-haired one. I would say that it exceeded my expectations on all fronts in terms of just – it was a great collaborative effort. And I don't know if exceed is the word, but shooting on the lake – which was extremely challenging, I would say, exceeded my, you know, just in terms of the challenges of shooting on water. I mean, I remember being out there and I would turn to Jimmy and I'd be like, man, how could anyone shoot a movie on land and think that's hard? Like, shoot on land. I'll go shoot anything right now. What do you want to shoot? You want to shoot a movie in a restaurant? Let's go. This is hard. But it exceeded it in a good way because it, you know, in terms of the actors, like it really felt – we were out there, you know, and you can't fake that. The water was shaking the boat and things were happening. So the whole process was a one-of-a-kind experience.
Well, yeah. So let's talk about shooting on water here because it's not something that, you know, obviously the average person doesn't, you know, when they see a film, they don't have any idea what it takes to make a film look authentic out on the water. Is there a certain – trying to roll with the punches but at the same time control your environment?
I'll take that first and then I'll give it to Jimmy. Under Gil's deft direction and Jimmy's brilliant cinematography, the film worked really well because Jimmy, as a co-producer, was able to bring on all of these wonderful people in the southeastern Wisconsin area who are in the film crew. The world, and they all know him and love him. Someone told me, a couple of people the last year told me that over 90% of the people working in film worked on The Surface last summer. And a lot of that is because of Jimmy. They know him, they know his talent, and they want to work with him. And the fact that it was a feature film shooting in Milwaukee, which is very rare, that was also important. But he was able to bring all that talent. Now, because it was in development for so many years, I knew that we had to learn from the masters, like Steven Spielberg shooting Jaws, the people who did Waterworld, Open Water, etc. So we had to learn the lessons learned from those people. But understanding those were also large budgets. This was not going to be a large budget film. So we had to have a plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E. and we ended up going with plan F and closer to plan G. So he started doing the process of understanding how to do this difficult task of being on a great lake, which is more dangerous than the Atlantic or the Pacific because it has unpredictable currents, of which we all experienced last summer because of the wind shifts and the shifting currents. It made boat anchoring extremely difficult. And I'll give the mic to Jimmy.
Well, so Jimmy, can you ever hope to control your environment while you're doing something like this in a place like Lake Michigan?
No, not in the lake. The lake's going to do what it's going to want to do. And the weather's going to do what it wants to do. And we just have to hope and pray that we get the weather we need. And luckily we did. I mean, the weather wasn't really the issue. It was the winds. We could spend, you know, one day it took us an hour and a half to get our boats anchored and our camera boats anchored, picture boats set. One day it took us 8 hours. And then when we finally got set, the waves went from 1 to 3 feet, and we were done. We had to go inside the break wall. It took a lot of listening to documentaries behind the scenes of Jaws and seeing how they shot it. I think Red October, I studied some of the notes on that.
You went to Hawaii to meet with
Alan. Actually, I did, yeah. I went to Hawaii on a family trip, and I just happened to ask Gil, do you happen to know the DP from Hawaii 5-0? He's like, well, in fact, that DP, Alan Queso, his first professional job was for Gil's dad. So Gil called him up and set up the meeting, and we sat and talked. And, you know, he had confirmed what I'd read about Jaws and other films, that you really have to shoot it handheld for the most part. But before that, actually, when Jeff gave me the script, I worked on a film a couple years ago called Song Sung Blue. And a guy by the name of Garrett Brown, his wife, was on that film as a producer. Garrett Brown is the inventor of the Steadicam. So I emailed Garrett, said, do you have any idea how to shoot on water? And he brought up this – he told me about this device called the Perfect Horizon. Basically, you sit it on top of a tripod. And yes, it goes up and down with the waves, but your horizon stays level. And so I looked it up, and it was like $5,000 a day. I'm like, well, there's no way we're going to do that. Well, when I got closer to actually shooting the film, I looked into it again, and I found this guy in L.A. who was a subleaser of the device, and he gave it to us for a fraction of that. And he actually brought an extra one for no charge. And it was just so into the project and the story and wanted to be a part of it that he really helped us out. And so some of the wider shots, boat to boat, we did a lot of Perfect Horizon stuff. So it's a combination of the Perfect Horizon device and a lot of handheld work.
Gil Cates Jr., do you, when you're directing something like this and there's so much unpredictability about what the lake is going to look like and feel like, do you have to at some level think the finished product could look like A, B, C, or D?
Definitely. I mean, there were times where we would shoot and then we'd get back to shore and I'd want to go see right away what it looked like, because I want to be with the actors as much as I can, not staring at a monitor. But with this movie, it was so hard not to want to look at the monitor, because I didn't want it to be, you know, what's the Woody Allen movie with all the Steadicam, you know, husbands and wives? I forgot which one that's like known for being extreme. I didn't want it to be like that. And some of the footage I saw, you know, you could see the boat rocking up and down, and I was nervous at one point. I said to Jimmy, I said, man, I'm nervous that this is going to be unwatchable. In terms of obviously not anything other than just it's so bouncy. But it actually worked out really well. And I give a lot of the credit to Jimmy and a lot of the credit to, of course, the actors. And we controlled as much as we could. We made hard decisions at times, when to stop, when to go. But it came together. I don't think there's – my fear did not come to fruition that it was – because it could – and the one scene that is very bouncy is so apropos to what's going on in that moment. It actually works really well. So I think you'd actually think we rocked the boat for that scene. But it's a high conflict scene between the two guys. So yeah, it was definitely a little bit of, you know, preparation and hope.
Was it a challenge from a continuity standpoint that you know, if you're shooting part of a scene and the waves are going in a certain way and the wind is going in a certain way, you got to finish the scene because you might have completely different conditions the next time you're shooting?
Big time. And we were fortunate enough to be able to shoot two cameras a lot of the time, which helped. And also, and not just the waves, the sun. Because, you know, when you're shooting on a stage or in a restaurant or some practical location, you can control the lights. It's very easy. Here, it's like, hey, God, can you move it to the left? You know, there's no, there's only so wide you can go with these flags and things. So,
I want to bring Chris Mulkey into the conversation here. You are one of the leads in the film, and you are actually a Wisconsin native, if I'm not mistaken.
I was born in Viroqua, Wisconsin. It doesn't roll off your tongue. It's a great little town. It's over by Eau Claire.
Kind of the hub of the organic farming world in this state, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's in New Rhineland area. My dad owned a hardware store there. You could come in and buy a gun and a toaster. It was good.
Do you get any kind of professional satisfaction out of being able to make a feature film here, even being from the other part of the state?
Yeah, I like the Midwest a lot. I own a house in the Twin Cities, and I love coming to the Midwest, and Milwaukee is such a great place to work. And I mean, one of my writing partners called the Midwest the Decency Belt, and where people show up and things work out. To this film, you know, this is a film about two guys trying to survive in the middle of Lake Michigan. And I had really great fears that this wasn't going to work out because of the difficulty of shooting on water. Oh my God! I mean, we did, and I'm not supposed to say this, but. Mitch, but because we're such good friends and you ate some of my donuts before I came in here. But after we finished shooting the entire movie, we went in into the marina and anchored it. And then Gil had Sean and I do the entire movie as a play in the boat. It was great. I mean, that's the first time I'd ever done that, and I've done 80 films. It felt so comfortable with Sean as an actor that we could just go ahead and do it, and it was great.
I'm sure in the dozens of films you've made, you've worked on sound stages and worked in situations like this. What do you get out of being really in the place where the film is supposed to be taking place versus being in a generic sound stage or a more controlled environment?
Being in the actual physical place where the story happens is why I'm doing films instead of plays. I mean, I still do plays, but I get great satisfaction of creating a reality in a natural environment, and you can't get more natural than Lake Michigan, yo.
I think that is actually Milwaukee's new slogan.
Yeah. I have the T-shirt. It's on the bumper of my pickup truck.
Were there aspects to the story itself that especially resonated with you that made you want to be a part of this project?
Yeah, I'm a lake guy. I have a lake house in northern Minnesota. I'm a surfer, and I'm a huge water guy. And it always intrigues me. And I stowed away to France on a ship when I was 19. And so I've been on the water a bunch and in fraught situations. Some of them I created, of course, but it drew me to the dilemma of what do you do when, you know, when the chips are completely down, and like these two characters are, you know, the chips are down, and you have to show up and figure a way out, and that always attracts me, you know. Plus, some of it's funny too. Sean's hilarious too. Oh my God, it's great.
Yeah,
it's fraught.
Jeff, and maybe Jimmy too, is there a carryover effect to this, would you hope, beyond the subversive message about, you know, our freshwater economy here? Would you hope that the success of this film might pave the way for other projects of this size and scope in and around Wisconsin?
I would hope so. I think for it to happen, though, you know, you're going to need someone who's a brave, fearless filmmaker like Jeff to get it done. Because unless, you know, maybe if we got our tax incentives back, that would help. But really, Jeff took a ginormous risk making this movie, and a lot of this is on his shoulders, you know. And by a lot, I mean 99%. And it was such a blessing how this film evolved from Jeff and I just talking about it, how we're going to shoot this with, you know, two 5D cameras, to all of a sudden we get blessed with Gil's presence on this movie, which was terrific. I mean, and then Gil brings Chris and Sean in, and it was just all of a sudden we went from, you know, this tiny little film to this terrific project.
Yeah, I read the script, you know, and I think it was down in Houston. I was doing a fundraiser with Donald Driver, you know, Green Bay Packer. I'm known him.
I'm familiar with his work. Yes.
Yeah, and I got the script. I read it when I was down there, and I went. I don't know how I can do this because I'm down in Houston, but I gotta meet Gil on this movie. This is fantastic. And so I flew in early in the morning, and that night I was going to play at the 4th of July. We had 10,000 people at the Santa Monica Stadium, football stadium. And so I had between me flying in and sound check, I had like an hour and a half to meet Gil. And I raced to Beverly Hills, and I said, dude, I want to do this movie, okay? If you don't hire me, at least hire somebody who is a water guy, okay? Because you don't want a whiner on the water. And so, I couldn't whine when we did the film. It wasn't too bad, but it's a great script that Jeff crafted, and it was really exciting to be part of it that way.
Well, being in the field of entertainment, I was always focused on having it shot in Milwaukee. And through the years, as I would interview different directors and different producers and different stars, nobody wanted to do it in Milwaukee for many reasons. They would rather do it in Florida or New Jersey or Canada.
I hear Vancouver's nice.
Yeah. Baja, California. So a lot of reason why it took so long to make, that was my choice. Because I was really focused on making sure this benefited the Milwaukee area.
We're having this conversation on the morning of the festival premiere of this film. It has been a part of your life for now almost 20 years. Is it a little surreal that there will be an audience and a theater and people watching it?
I am so excited. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Well, how many seats are at 1,200?
Yeah.
They're all sold out?
Yeah.
You know?
And Chris and Gil were talking last night about all the films that they've been – Gil's done 10 movies that he's directed.
Between Chris and I, we've done 90.
90 movies. They've never seen any of their films in a theater this size.
What are your hopes for it? Where does it go from its screening in Milwaukee? Is it going to do the festival circuit? Is it getting wider distribution? What's the plan?
The ultimate goal, if you are an audience member and you're on the top of your game and life is going great and you're 14 years of age and older.
Take to your Twitter feed.
Right. This film's for you. If you are having a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, a bad year, and you're really depressed, maybe even suicidal, this film's for you because it will entertain you and inspire you. Mm-hmm. The film will have an exclusive rollout, if you will, by virtue of Marcus Theaters, and that'll start October 31st. From there, it'll do a slow rollout throughout the Midwest. And then I would say the beginning of the year, our hopes are it'll be in Los Angeles and many other communities in the art house circuit throughout the states. And then further down the road, obviously, video on demand, DVD, internet download, Netflix. But we are also positioned for foreign nicely. It'll play well around the world.
Jeff, Jimmy, Gil, and Chris, congratulations and thank you so much for spending some time with us, and best of luck as this goes forward.
Thanks.
Appreciate
so much.
It. Thanks, Mitch.
Appreciate it.
Actor Chris Mulkey stars in the role of Kelly in the film The Surface. It opens tomorrow at the Marcus North Shore Cinema and Marcus Menominee Falls.
It's directed by Gil Cates Jr. and was written and produced by Jeff Gendelman. Jimmy Sammarco was cinematographer. You'll find our previous interviews about the film at wuwm.com/lakeeffect.
A short break now, and then we'll have a remembrance of Halloween's past, where cultures overlapped but didn't quite mesh. Lake Effect returns in just a moment on Milwaukee Public Radio.